Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Kevin Costner business with his with the child support request that he got.
Child, I know that they got a lot of money over there, you know, and I know that I can't relate. not to that large amount. Like, I have a hard time getting a little bit that I've been awarded in. So I can't. Hey. But how much did she ultimately wind up getting in that child support? What was the numbers that she asked?
All right. Wait,
what did she ask for? And then what did she actually get? Because, you know, sometimes people get what they ask.
Oh,
did
my
she
gosh.
Get what she asked for?
They'd be so blessed if they did. Well, let me just say, I think this is rich people problems, because this is a lot of money that we're talking about. Because what these people are looking at is more than what a lot of people make in a whole damn year. So she was asking for, I think it was about $250,000 a month. Month for three kids.
Yo, some people don't even make that in a year.
Girl, how many salaries is that? One, two. God, I can't even count.
I don't even want to compare it to mine, because I feel it's on top of way.
I want
children by the wrong man.
I mean, they are blessings, so do not say that. Okay, do not say that.
You're right. I didn't mean it like that, and I hope
I know what you're saying. Like, so you with the right man, because they're the ones that are meant to be in this world from you and their fathers. I know you're just playing, but I just had to say that real quick. Well, ultimately, she got awarded, like, I think it was like $50,000. Even still, that's a big number. That's a month. That's what somebody earns in a year.
Right.
Which is, sometimes I get a little, and I don't know if you feel the same way, when I look at a lot of famous people, I'm like, why are you asking for so much money? I understand you have to keep these kids in a lifestyle that they are expecting, but it's almost as if they're assuming that the fathers are not going to take care of their kids financially, so they just have to ask for this really astronomical amount. And just for child support, we're not talking about alimony. We're not talking none of that. Keeping them in health insurance, none of that. These are some really big numbers. And I'm always, it's like, I'm not about that life. I don't live that kind of lifestyle to have that kind of money. So it's hard to relate.
Right. Right.
It's hard to relate. Even at the $50,000 a month level, that's hard to kind of grasp. I guess they have three kids. I don't know. I imagine they have to pay for, like, private schools and things like that. I mean, all the kids, I think, are under 16 and under, so not all of them are driving. It's not like you got to pay, like, for vehicles and vehicle insurance and all that fun stuff.
That's true. That's absolutely true. But how I look at it is that you want these children, regardless of what is going on with the parenting, you want these children to function with some normalcy. Mm-hmm. And so if they're used to a certain lifestyle, standard of living, whatever you want to call it, then we want to keep that for them. Because just because we're making a decision that's going to affect everyone, we want it to have the least impact as possible. So we want to try to keep their little circle and their little, and I don't want to say little, because I'm not diminishing the importance. So let me try to choose my words a little bit differently, but you don't want to change. You want to keep what they're used to as normal as possible, regardless of what's going on with the adults. So yeah, we may decide that this is not working and we want to go our separate ways. And it's going to impact those children that's involved regardless. It's going to impact them, but you as a parent will want to make that transition and that change as delicately as you possibly can, because as a person that has, you know, been divorced with children, like, it's hard. And you don't, if you change, okay, I feel like if that's how they've been living, don't change that for them, because we're already making a very big change that affects them. So if they're used to these private schools, if they're used to this type of lifestyle, then hey, you can go your way. But my kids, they're not going to be touched as hard because you want to be stingy.
Yeah, I agree. Like I very much agree. It's just interesting to see how, you know, obviously this can play out in, doesn't matter what income bracket you're in. Absolutely. It can play out in any bracket. True. I think it's not easier. I think it's easier to fight for what you need when you have like millions of dollars rolling around in bank accounts together as a married unit, right? But I think it's harder when you are, I don't know if anyone's going to be offended by this, but when you're the little guy, you're someone who's not raking in millions of dollars. And you know this from personal experience, because you recently closed a case, or, you know, you had a ruling from your own personal case regarding custody and child support. And that was a couple months ago, that was kind of had some finality to it. And, you know, as many conversations that we had over it, it was grueling to hear you go through it. I don't know what it felt like to actually physically experience it. And I know it was hard because I was only seeing it from, you know, from the outside looking in, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember as you were going through it, if it's okay, I don't want to share anything that you're not comfortable sharing.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But I remember feeling at times as if, you know, you're being punished. I mean, you get punished or there was an intentional punishing of you for the relationship not working out, which ultimately affected your youngest when it came down to everything, when it came down to custody, when it came down to the child support. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just sad to talk about, because when fathers, I'm not talking about all y'all, okay? So don't come at me. I'm talking about the fathers who do this.
And there's some mothers too, but go ahead.
Okay, right, okay. So fathers and mothers who try to punish the other half because things didn't go your way in the relationship, in the court ruling, then there's no reason to punish that person, because it's not about the adults in the life, it's about the kids. So if you take those egos, put them aside and just say, well, let's focus on the kids. And you experience this, right?
I mean, absolutely. The torturous part of it is that so many times with situations like this, not all situations, but is that it's about the other parent. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so painful, is that it's not about me. It's not about the other parent. It's about the children or the child that is in the middle of it. And the sad part is that some people really can't see that. They can't, they think they're hurting the other parent, right? But the only painful part of it is seeing that for my child. That's it. Like hurting me? No, we're beyond that. My hurt comes from seeing that now my child is at a disadvantage because of a decision that I made. And so when people be like, oh, you know, I feel, you know, oh, I chose him. I mean, there's a lot of prospects out here. I'm just
But
saying.
Are they? I mean, or is it slim pickings?
Okay,
there's a lot of prospects.
Okay. So you might be right. Okay, it might be some slim picking. Okay. That's the reality of it.
There's prospects, but how many of them are good prospects?
Right. Just being more selective. And like I said, it's like, it was like that person was coming for me, but the more that you're coming after me, you're affecting him. You're affecting a child, an innocent child that didn't ask to be here. And I guess, you know, it's almost like you said, they feel like they're punishing the other parent by not paying or not abiding by what the court order says. And that goes both ways. You know, a lot of times people, you know, compare it to just guys out here, but there's some guys out here that take care of their kid and they ain't never been on child support because they handle their business. But then you do have, and there's some women the same way, that they might not have custody, but they handle their business when it comes to their kids. And being a parent necessarily sometimes isn't about custody. It's about, are you doing your job? Are you participating in that child's life? And are you financially supplying what that child is going to need? And that goes both ways. You have some women that use child support as a way to get even, which is disgusting. And then you have some men that do the same thing. They use child support as a way to get even. So it's just sad because, once again, no one wins, and especially not the child. So, I mean, it was a really difficult journey, and it still is. It still is.
I know.
It still is. But at the end of the day, and you know, we've talked about this, you know, outside, just, you know, me and you, personal conversation, that I don't care. And you don't, because you don't have to do, because I'm going to do my best.
So let me ask you a question. So, you know, even though, okay, so I know this is not on your part, right? Because right. I feel like you are an advocate for your kids as their mother, and you will always be an advocate for your kids. So this I know. But had the other parental unit been,
that
I
is
don't
so
know,
political, by the way.
I know. I like saying parental unit. I have some other words, but I'm not going to do that to.
Yeah.
That's not right. Had the other parental unit been mature enough to say, hey, look, I know this relationship isn't working. Okay, so we've parted ways. Let's figure out a plan for this child. I know that you would have came to a consensus that made sense. But had the other half said, okay, I know we can do this, would you even have considered going or pursuing any legal action?
No, absolutely not. Even when it was painful, I don't. So let's take it back. If you remember, it was never me that filed for anything.
That's right.
It was never me. That's right. Like, I actually overextended myself as much as possible, like almost to a point of, it was almost like bullying. Oh no, I'm not going to bring them back. I got something I want to do. And in all honesty, if I'm being 100% with you, It was a blessing. It was such a blessing in disguise. Because if you remember, I never even asked for child support.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for child support. I didn't do any of that. I was just like, hey, participate in this little person's life. And I would even, like I said, I would give up time, extra time, because that person was so, what's the word that I'm looking for? Is it overbearing? It's a word I can't really articulate it, but it was never me to begin with. Like I was really trying to make it as easy as possible for our child. So even though he treated me a certain way, I still was like, it's not about my feelings towards you. It's about whatever your son's feelings is towards you. Yeah. And it's not my job. And that's definitely something that happened in growth and maturity, you know, but it's not my job to give him any type of impression. Like one thing that I have learned and one thing that will really make me side eye somebody is if they are talking bad about the other parent. Remember, we talked about that. Like, so, I try to hold back, even though I have my views. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though I have my views, I learned, Janine, keep your views to yourself. Because at the end of the day, them kids are going to form their own opinions. And that's what it should be done. That's how it should be done. Their opinions should never be mine.
Right. But you were forced. So, I mean, you were forced into it to a degree. And had that not happened, you probably never would have, the need for child support wouldn't have even come up had you not been forced into like a whole custody situation.
Right.
By the other half.
It got so ugly. It was so ugly. Like buying him clothes. And then taking them off of him in the front of my house. Like.
Yeah, it's absurd.
That's crazy. Like, I'm looking like, what the? Hey, listen, one thing you ain't never got to worry about. Come look in his drawers and his closets and look in any of my kids' clothes. I mean, come on now. Like, there might be some things that we're lacking, but we're not going to lack any necessities. So now you might have a name brand, but a shirt is a shirt and it's still going to serve the same purpose.
As long as it's clean.
Right. It's clean. We're going to use some Gain or some off brand on this sucker.
Okay.
Okay. And that's the end of it. And so,
well, I think it's funny.
If that person would have never did that, when I sit back and look at it, I would probably be in such a even more of a strain. So, you know, when it first initially happened, I was kind of like, what the, you know? But now since it has progressed and it is resolved, either way, I feel like it was a blessing. It was such a blessing because trying to make an agreement with someone that has that mindset that's outside of the courts, oh my gosh, almost impossible. Almost impossible. Like, he'll have them for a weekend and then I'll be like, I'm gonna get him back. Nope. That's not long enough. And I'm like, what? Like, it was absurd. It was really absurd. And then.
Yeah, but it's kind of almost as if, you know, it's ironic. I almost said it's kind of funny, but I mean, like, it's ironic that whole scheme that he had going on really did backfire.
And it absolutely did.
Like, and did it backfire big? But what I think is really fucked up is that there's no responsibility on the other end saying, okay, well, I started this situation. Like, me as a father, the individual, you know, I'm concerned about our son, that's my biggest worry, then let's go ahead and focus on him. Like, had he been mature enough, then none of this would have been necessary. I do think it's interesting how it backfired on his ass. Excuse me, but it backfired on his ass. That's how I really want to say it. And this is the outcome. Like, this is the unfortunate outcome. But what's really fucked up is that somehow you take the blame.
Every decision that we make, it's up to us to take accountability for those decisions. And I do find that sometimes I take more accountability than maybe I should. I feel like me as a woman, I feel like, and please don't shoot me when I say what I'm about to say, but I feel like as a woman, I have to carry myself differently. And being the age that I am, I feel like I should make mature decisions.
What? You're not 21?
Girl, what? I know I look it. Girl, I know, but hey, you know, it is what it is. You know what they say about us Black folks, ain't it? Girl, that's my Black girl magic. But, you know, I feel like, could it have been prevented? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, some situations that we wind up in, and that's what the problem is sometimes in this in the reality of life, is that people don't want to face reality. The reality is, yes, I'm in this situation. Could this situation have been prevented? Absolutely. Absolutely, because I could have made a different decision. Now, was I fooled? Hell yeah. Without a doubt. I was definitely fooled. I was definitely manipulated. I definitely thought something that was false. So I do take ownership of that. I could have made a better decision, and I could have really took my time. I could have, you know?
Yeah, I know who's not. Thinking about that.
Ugh. Yeah, you know, some people don't take accountability. Some people, you know, everything is always somebody else's fault. They don't never accept their part in anything. And dealing with people like that is hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to always take accountability for mine. And that's how I've always been. Like, I feel like it took some growth to get to that point. But listen, hey, this is my part. And this is how I contributed to this outcome. And now I'm going to have to put my big girl panties on and deal with it. Suck some stuff up. And some stuff is more painful than others. And I feel like that's what's painful for me, is that I feel like my son is already at a disadvantage. And then I didn't choose wisely. And I put him even in a more disadvantage.
Yeah, but we all make mistakes. I can't
make up for that.
We all make mistakes, right? Sometimes people can be good at selling the lie, right? And that's not, some people are really good at selling the lie.
I have no idea.
Like, I have to say it again. Like, yo, they're really good at it.
Like, you sold that, didn't you? You sold it.
Like, man, you can sell me, want to sell me a bridge next? What bridge you got? And how much is it?
And how much is this house?
A dollar?
What?
Some people are good at selling the lies, and I think sometimes that you hold, like, you and we both have this in common, like, we kind of dissect it and see, well, I should have done this better. Mm-hmm. We both do that. I think it's one of the bigger things that we have in common, even though I feel like to some degree we're opposites, but that's the one big thing, like, what did I do here, what could I have done differently? But at the same time, I think we take or accept responsibility for things that maybe weren't in our control. And that's where I always say, hey, look, we have to be a little bit more gentle with ourselves, because yes, we have to accept responsibilities for our actions and our choices.
Right.
But what you can't do is take responsibility for their poor choices, right? Because it's not just one of you guys, it's together. And the fact of the matter is, if there would not be a need, now this is, I'm not directing this towards men or women, I'm talking to the people who feel this way. There would not be a need for child support if y'all would just get on the same fucking page. Put your big girl right. panties on, put your big boy underwear on,
right,
and have those conversations. I feel, and again, I'm on the outside looking in to a degree, right?
Right.
But y'all sit there and have the fucking conversation. Because y'all yeah. sit up there up in your hurt feelings, they're all right. my feelings are so hurt, like I can't get over this, that you take it out on somebody that really has nothing to do with it, because the kid right. ends up suffering. They end right. up suffering.
They don't know how to remove themselves uh-huh. out of the way. They don't know how to remove themselves or distinguish between what is about them and what's in the best interest of this child or these children.
Yeah, and then
I can't really explain it. And I want to say some of it is selfishness.
Oh, is that the word?
A lot of it.
That's
well,
more
in my
that.
Situation, a lot of it was selfishness.
Like idiocy? Sorry. The dumbassery? The fuckery is this? I mean,
right?
All of those words apply. Forgive my French, but that's how it felt. So like all of those things apply, and even I think it's sad because, and again, this could be men, this could be a woman, that sometimes people will say, well, you know, this is not on my terms, you know, I have to pay child support, I feel like I'm being forced into paying child support. But fool, had you just been, you know, a little bit more mature, we could have worked this out outside mm-hmm. of going to court. That's one thing. But then they take it out on you or the kids, saying, well, I don't want to be here, I'm not trying to pay this child support. So they take advantage of the system. They game the system where either they choose willingly not to pay. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm talking about the people who are choosing to not pay or work the system so they do not have to pay. I'm not talking about the fathers and mothers out there who maybe they lost their job and they can't pay, right? I'm talking about the people who make the choice. So In their anger, in their foolery, they decide to, well, I'm just going to work off the books because that's the thing. I'm just going to work here until I can't anymore because the child support payments start to come out and then they stop working. And then they repeat this cycle of back and forth. In the meantime, it's possible that your child is not getting everything that they need because guess what? Kids cost money, right? Kids cost money.
Okay.
As much as you love their behinds, there's a cost to raising children. So in the process of them getting their egos, oh, I don't want to pay because whatever, then your kid is, not that they're suffering, but you're kind of doing your kid a disservice. And maybe some kids would be suffering. Like, let's be real. Poverty is a thing here. It's a thing. If you're making less than minimum wage in this country, even minimum wage, you're not getting enough to get your basic needs met. So that whatever someone could give in child support would help some families. Now, I know you hold it down, right? But not every woman can, right? Financially. So all of that contributes. But I hate when they like try to game the system to get out of paying.
Well, let me backtrack. Yes, 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 yes. It's the grace of God that I am able to hold it down. And so I always want to give credit where credit is due, right? So if I'm being 100% honest, yo, my ex-husband, like this is probably gonna shock you because you know how far that relationship has come, because like you have been there through the whole thing, right? So he does, like, he pays his child support, like, I promise you, like, even and then even some. So I can't say to you that it's all by myself, because it's not. God moved or worked, you know, in the midst of it to give him a change of heart, or you know what I'm saying, mature him, mature me. Definitely mature me. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that it's completely by myself. It's the grace of God, and the fact that my ex-husband, even now, he pays child support, and we really have gotten to a place of co-parenting. And I would love that to be every situation, but that's just not the reality of it. So I do want to put that out there, that, you know, yeah, I'm definitely a single parent, and sometimes it's not even him. Sometimes I'm blessed in other ways. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, I don't even know if I told you about that, but I might have, because I remember, I remember when my bank account was like on the low, low, right? I don't know if I told you about that. When my bank account was like on the low, low, right? And I was like, okay, so, you know, prioritize, you know, you got to prioritize and budget. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is what it is for this month. And I'm just going to have to, you know, figure this out and put this together, move this here. You know how we do, mm-hmm. you know. So that, like, I think it was like the very next day, you know, Sylvia called. Did I tell you about that? Like, the very next day, Sylvia called me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Janine, you won't believe this. And I was like, you, look, the way God is, I believe anything you tell me. I know this is... Look. And she was like, hey, this is a situation. Hey, come over. I got something for you. And I was like, what? Like I had went grocery shopping. I ain't been to no, you know what I'm saying, no store. So I definitely want to say that it's not just me. It's not me. It's definitely God, and how graceful and merciful, and how he'll send people to supply what you need, even when you're like, you know. And so a lot of times, I know we've discussed this before, but like, can't nobody ever tell me that God don't exist. Because I seen it. He unshowed me on too many occasions. And like one day, you know, that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, like, yeah, things could be easier if parents could work together, if people could remove themselves and stop making things about who they are when there are children involved. Now, if there ain't no children involved, listen, rock out. Live your best life. Hate each other. Talk about each other. Look. Hide the money. You know what I'm saying? Bury it in the backyard. Like, whatever it is, you feel that you got to do. But when there's kids involved, you know, hey, cut it out, because their lives are already going to change. Due to the circumstances, due to our choices. And it's unfair already. So let's not make it worse by acting just dumb about it. Like, quit acting stupid about it. Be grown. We made a grown decision. That grown decision, now we got this ripple effect. And in all honesty, it hurts me, but it also makes me feel like, yo, you are missing out. I mean, yeah, my kid, you know, because he see, you know, the other kids, and they go with their dad, and, You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he's missing out, but really, who's really missing out is the other half. You think you hurting me, and yeah, you hurting your kid, but you are missing out. Yo, all my kids are dope. Especially like when they're all not together, they're doper. When they're all together, you be like, damn. But when you like get them by themselves and you see their individual personalities, you be like, yo, this kid, yeah, like, yo, it's hard to believe you're mine. You all right. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I kind of look at it. Like, yo, you missing out on a dope little individual.
Yeah, but it's kind of like they're like, well, I have to pay child support, so I'm just not gonna like spend time with my kid. Or I know your case is different, right? Because there's a whole custody thing going on. But
Right.
think how many like parental units, male or female, decide, well, this is how it's gonna be. I have no control. Then fuck it.
My
They
controllers are not
just,
going to pay.
right. That's their only way of exerting control. Seriously, that's the only thing that they have control over, so that's what they do to bring some level of control into the situation, which is the stupidest shit I ever heard of, because it's not about you. Like, take your ego out this situation and put it away, because it's not about you. It's about the kids who, by incidentally, they didn't ask to be here, but they're here,
Right.
and just suck it up.
Right.
Suck it up. Or if you can't, and the thing is, like, the courts are just not going to willy-nilly throw out a fucking number. They actually base it off of your salary and how many kids that you have in the household, not just,
Right.
so they don't just arbitrarily start throwing out numbers. They make sure it's something that you can afford. And even though, like, if you have other kids, while it may not be fair for everybody, they take that into account into how much you can ultimately pay for child support. So like with the rich folk, oh, I'm sure their numbers are bigger. Even 50, $50,000 a month equates to $600,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I definitely did it wrong. I definitely.
That's a lot of damn money. Like, wow.
Think I hung out at the wrong places.
Start hanging with the rich folks. Need to go to California, I guess, or New York. I don't know. Oh my gosh! Like it's just sad. And they're not gonna just throw out a number. The court's not gonna just say willy-nilly, oh, I'll pay $1,000. That's not how they do. They make sure the basic needs are met. Make sure your kid has insurance. At least that's how they do in North Carolina. You have to pay for insurance, and then.
Absolutely.
And it can't be, and then you, of course, you got to pay whatever number they came up with for child support specifically. So, like, even though I don't pay, like, I pay because I'm in a household with my husband who pays child support. And like we said, like, had y'all been able to come together, would have a meeting of minds, going to child support or having to go to courts to get what you needed done, shouldn't technically ever be if you, there would not, like, half the people who work for the family courts wouldn't have a job. If everyone could just get the shit together and have the conversation, but in our household instance, it's a little bit different, because they were young and decisions were made as young people versus decisions that were as older people.
Adult, And I
Adults that
think that
have
plays a
lived,
part. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I definitely feel like that definitely plays a part. It plays a part in the relationship, and it definitely plays a part when that relationship does not work out the way planned. It, your maturity level, and maturity level sometimes ain't got nothing to do with age.
Say it again, girl.
Because my other half is pushing 50, and yeah.
There are times when I go check out some of the social media pages and I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about, you ass? Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? You dummy, yeah. First of all, you wouldn't be here. And then he'd be kind of spouting about, oh, father's rights, but dummy, you started this shit. So right? Yes, father's right. Have rights.
That's the part that kills me, is that person will say such stuff about my character.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh my God. That person will say such stuff about my character, and I'd be like, a part of me, I want so badly to defend myself, but then the part of me be like, the people that know are the only people that matter. The people that matter know. And to me, that's okay. Because as long as, you know.
It seems to me like, I know that, right? I know that. Right. I'm like, I think right. It seems to me like this person is trying to, what's the word that I'm looking for? How do I want to say that? Like,
oh, I can tell you what you've got to say.
No. Hang on. Here it is. Woe is me. Oh, I'm getting screwed by the system. Like, that's the mentality. Is the system, you know, women have all the rights. I'm like, no, you dummy. That's not true. Because there are women out there who pay child support. Look at Britney Spears. There's a famous one. She's paying child support. So it's not only women that have all the rights. It's kind of, it's maybe there's a more even playing field that's coming about with, you know, that should be possible. But it annoys the shit out of me when I'm like, why are you talking about father's rights? You exercised your right. And guess what? That shit blew up in your face because the court was like, nah, motherfucker, you're being stupid and you now have no rights. Tell me I'm wrong. Like, that shit bothers me. Sorry.
No.
That shit bothers me.
No, absolutely. How can I put this in?
And I know, like, father's rights has nothing to do with child support. No, so I know but it's intermingled, but it's kind of intertwined. Right?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, in this particular situation, I can't speak for other people. I can't. But father's rights and taking care of your child as far as child support is definitely intertwined. But see, some people will use that as a case builder. You just, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, in my case, child support isn't for relationships that didn't work out. You're right. That is 100% right. I back you on that statement. You're right. Child support is not for a relationship that didn't work out, but it is for somebody that don't want to take care of their child financially because it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And see, a lot of times a person that goes after child support, whether it's a man or a woman that goes after child support, they're made out to be something that they're not. But if you, the other party, would step up and do your job, there's a likelihood we wouldn't be in this mess. Now, on the other spectrum of that, there are some women and men who put the other party on child support out of something vindictive. And you get what you get when you do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at it. Because sometimes that can backfire, because you got men out here that take care of their kids. Okay, I'm a little sweet on one, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now. But you have fathers out here that literally take care of their kids, right? But now, or mothers that literally, you know, take care of their kids. But now the other party, they mad. They mad you ain't moved on. They mad you ain't got somebody else in your life. So now, oh, really? I'm not going to give you that money no more. Or, hey, oh, really? You're going to live your best life with somebody else? Well, I'm going to put you on child support. It's just sometimes it's selfish. Sometimes child support can be used in ways that it wasn't intended.
As a weapon, yeah.
Right, as a weapon, thank you. As a weapon, right. So, you know, it's two sides to that. It's people that are genuinely like, hey, yo, take care of your child. And if you're not going to do it on your own, then I'm going to have to get the courts involved. If you want to be like this, I have to do what I have to do. And that was never me. That was not me at all. Like this whole thing, this whole case, the child support, the fact that that person no longer has visitations, it ain't even got nothing to do with me. I didn't do any of that. None of it.
I think it's, this is, oh my God. Like,
and
that's
what's crazy is that you out here painting this picture, but anybody, and you really had to kind of help me look at it that way. And I appreciate it because, you know, I was looking at it like, hey, how you don't know no better? Don't nobody lose custody or visitation or anything like that without that decision really being thought through for the best interest of the child. So if somebody says, you can't see this kid because you're not healthy, it's some reasoning behind it. They don't just make those decisions like that lightly. There are crackheads, child molesters, murderers that still get to see their children. Now, it might be, what is the word? Supervised.
Supervised, yeah.
Supervised, right? So for you to lose anything to a drastic measure or for you to have supervised visits, it is something behind that. And I couldn't understand how other people, and you know, we talked about this, but how y'all don't see that? How are y'all believing this fiction out here? Like any person that can step back and think, wait a minute, how you said that thing the other day, you had me laughing. You was like, the mathing ain't mathing.
Yeah.
Look, the mathing ain't mathing. Wait a minute. You know, like, you can't see, you know, but then you put it in perspective for me because you was like, hey, that person don't see it. And they can't see it. Mm-mm. And they was selected because they wouldn't see it. And then you hit me with that 1-2 punch, like, hey, he fooled your ass too, girl.
All right. Can we give some context here? And I know we're talking.
Uppercut, damn.
It wasn't meant to be that way. Oh, for some context, I was like, oh, ouch, I'm sorry. But it was real and it was an honest moment. But can I go into the context?
I mean, I don't care. I'm pretty sure it's kind of make up, but we don't want them to make. We only want to leave anything open for speculation.
Right. So a little bit of context, and I'll try to give context without sharing too much, because even though we're podcasters and we're talking about life issues, we would like to have some level of privacy because we're not just talking about adults. We are also talking about kids, especially in this episode. But for... or in some other episodes, there's that element of it because we've got kids and this may be something they hear about. So we try to want to be delicate. But some of the context is, you know, when this relationship failed, you know, Janine was kind of forced into a situation that she didn't want to be forced into. And even though the other party, the other parental unit has thus moved on, we see that the other party's new boo thing is being fooled right now, right, and is kind of too young to see it the way we see it because we've lived. Right. We've had more life experience under our belt to see like, yo, he got you fooled and he has you fooled real well, but you just don't see it. So that's what Janine is kind of talking about.
Well,
it wasn't meant to be mean though. It wasn't meant to be mean. I know you know that, but
it wasn't
when I said what I said. Yeah.
I was joking with you when I said that, but like, it was a real true statement. And like I said, I appreciate you kind of putting it into perspective. And I said before that sometimes age has nothing to do with maturity.
Yeah. Right. Because the other party's what?
Right. Right. I don't want to take anything from younger people because I'm going to be honest. Your niece, like I've learned some things from her. And, you know, she's young as hell.
You know what I
mean. She just turned 21. So I definitely feel like it's the person. I feel in my personal opinion, and it's sad to say, but when you're dealing with that type of personality, they know who to target. Mm-hmm. And I think what it was that I appeared to be a target. But what he failed to realize was
he was fucking with the wrong one.
The wrong one, boo. You not talking. Listen, I know how to play my role. And what I mean by that is I know how to be a queen when I have to be a queen. And I know how to be a princess when I have to be a princess. So like being submissive ain't an issue for me. Letting you be the man. Oh my God. Hey, please be the man. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have a problem with that. Okay. But I think that person took my kindness for weakness and they failed to realize, listen, I've been through harder stuff. Like my whole life, my whole being, you can't touch it. So you didn't realize that God had my back and that you had the wrong one. Because some people, including that person, love to talk about God. God this and God that, but God don't mix with some of the stuff that he was doing. And like even when we was in court, y'all, how are you gonna use God and call me a B-I-T-C-H in the same darn paragraph, bro? That's not God. But God don't move like that. God is patient and kind.
Well, you know, sometimes people like to use God and kind of manipulate the words or maybe not really understand what's being said.
Right.
You know, they either manipulate it to suit whatever agenda they're trying to get to, or, you know, they do that a lot. I have seen it in action. And it's the strangest thing to fucking see. And I know that's not on this topic here, but it's the strangest shit to kind of see, like, wow, I don't think that's what he was saying. And I really don't think that this is what this Bible passage really means. Like, I've seen it and I'm like, been almost dumbfounded. And, you know, I think that you probably, and I say this, people who know me well, that I, not that I'm conflicted, but I have seen moments where I'm like, wow, that's really beautiful. Like that couldn't have been anything but God in itself. But then there's other moments and I'm like, man, how the fuck did you let that happen, sir? Please explain it to me. And that I question because of that. I'm like, there's certain things that are just, I don't know. But like people, this is completely off topic because I know it has to do with like child support and that whole thing, but people like to use, like that could be a totally different episode because I think sometimes people like to use religion as a guise and this is, it's completely wrong, but they use it as a guise for manipulation and manipulation. Mm-hmm. Manipulating people. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a critical thinker, like you have to be a critical thinker, and this, and that's in anything. If someone's giving you XYZ, you need to be thinking, okay, let me think about this XYZ and let me start thinking about everything between A and to the X.
Okay.
I know that's just how I think. Right. I think, you know, but I think we all need to be looking at it that way. So even like that critical thinking applies here when it comes to, like, yes, obviously, because you were saying how he would use religion in the same, in one beat, and in another beat, he's calling you the B word, which is the most fucking ridiculous shit I ever heard of. But you have to be a critical thinker. And if using, if you're being a critical thinker, if you are really thinking about, all right, so this relationship ain't work. Fuck. Right. That sucks. I'm really hurt by this.
Right.
But now we have this life that we still have to take care of. That's thinking, let me focus on this life that still is a child learning to be, you know, becoming an adult. Like, let's focus on that. And the fact of the matter is, men and women, if you don't ever want to play motherfucking child support, wrap it up. Just don't have them.
Period.
Okay? And I'm not saying this directed at you. Okay? And please don't misunderstand me. But there is an element here. When you see all of these fucking celebrities that they're with someone and suddenly they have a surprise baby with somebody. And I'm like, man, you fell for the fucking okie doke. You fell for the okie doke, man. Like, you see it. Like, Tristan Thompson is one of them. Even Drake, I like him fine. But dude, you fell for the motherfucking okie doke. And now, please don't complain about having to pay child support to your child's mother when you could have just wrapped it up. Right, especially a man in your position. Because right. You, like, come on.
I mean, just wait a minute.
I mean,
just wait. But look at Drake. Who wouldn't? I'm just saying. Hey, that's just my personal opinion. I tried to.
But he fell for it. Like, you think he's pretty worldly, right? You live a life, you travel the world, right. You see women that throw their panties at you and you take up the panties.
Right. Like, what? You did it for real?
I mean, he's easy on the eyes.
I say it because you're married. So I'll talk about it.
Go ahead, girl. Suck.
Yes, Lord, I can't ever get that lucky. Hey, if you look.
I laugh at them. I'm like, really, dude?
Right?
Really?
What?
How old are you? Or get a vasectomy. Get a vasectomy.
You should have went to that damn concert, my dumb ass.
Like, we got options, fellas and ladies. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. No, that was... But you're right. He is easy on the eyes. I can understand why panties are flying to him while he's on stage. I get it. But did you really want to have a lifelong partnership with this woman? No.
Right, right.
Because you treat her as such. If you ever have to call... I don't know. This is... Oh, I got so many opinions. I'm like, if you have to go to court so she can get child support for her child and get paternity and all that shit, you have no business. Right. You got no business to wrap it up.
Right.
And that's for the people who choose. Like, you have people out there or guys who, you know, they're too, and I'm saying guys specifically because this is a man's problem. It's not a woman's problem. You know, you don't want to be raising kids. Right.
I think that's gender neutral because I think.
Well, no, I'm not done yet. Right. So you don't, you don't want to be raising, and you're right, it can go both ways. But if you know this, you know you don't want to raise kids, you know you don't have to be paying child support because you know you don't want to be in a real relationship with this person, then you can easily get a vasectomy. That motherfucker, excuse me, he has some money. He can go get a vasectomy pretty easy, and he can get a reverse too because he sure has the money to do it.
Yo.
Or just wear a condom. Just wear a condom.
Yo, sure? as a woman, I think that's some sexy shit. But like, wait, what? You what? What? Boy, you just made me.
did your butt clench?
Oh, you said what?
But it goes both ways. Because as a woman, you're right. If you don't want to be raising babies, you don't want to have kids, we have options in terms of birth control. And even when it comes to tubal ligations, like, we do have options. And yes, I get it. You know, sometimes maybe it's good. Maybe it's so good we forget some things. So
damn.
But as a responsible person, like, okay, you know, all of these other things, just one night can change your life. And for the good, sure, because then you have this precious child. But then for some people, it's for the bad, right?
Right.
Right? Because not everyone should be parents, right? Tell me I'm wrong there. But anyway, just pro tip, wrap it up, use some birth control. But I know for you, it was different because it was a, you know, it was a committed relationship. So I'm not saying that.
It was committed on my end.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Fair point.
And me personally, I feel like women and men equally have to protect ourselves. Whether we're in one of those relationships, situationships, you know, it doesn't matter. You still have to.
An entanglement?
Oh, shit. I haven't heard that one in a minute, but that was so important. A what? No, baby, that's called an affair. That's called you fuck that little boy. Oh, damn, did I say that word?
Yes, you did. I think we all know who we are talking about.
An entanglement. Okay, well, that's putting it like, that's, how the hell you said that? Well, that one time I was telling you, was like, well, that's putting it delicately. Oh, that's what we call it now. Shit, I need to be in me an entanglement.
Dude, it's different when you live like you I know stuff like that. It happens all day, or it can happen anywhere to anyone, but it's just like, it's, I can't imagine what it must be like for it to be so fucking public.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was asking for forgiveness also.
It's okay. I couldn't help it. It was like, oh, entanglement.
Oh, what? Yo, did you have that saying? Yo, I had that side out like, oh, what?
Yep, entanglement.
Did you come up with a whole new word for that shit? You know, we have to protect ourselves and have to be careful and mindful and sometimes slow things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Slow things up a lot. Like
a snail.
Take a minute, you know, because people can show you parts of their self that they want to show you. And sometimes they can keep things very well hidden. I mean, it always comes out. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Like, it all comes out eventually. But don't leave yourself to it coming out when it's a little too late.
Well, I mean, start with what does Q say? It's something he said to me when we first, I mean, I know it was some time ago, but he said, you know, people come to you in wanting to start a relationship, but they either send their representative or they send themselves.
Right.
So he didn't send his representative. He sent himself. So like sometimes people will send you their representative, mm-hmm, versus their true self. But if you're patient enough and you take your time with it, like, mm-hmm, a snail or the turtle, it'll come out. And I think that's why ultimately you were able to kind of catch on quicker. Like, ooh. Mm. Mm. You know, you're able to kind of catch some of those red flags faster than maybe someone else, you know, might. Sorry. Yeah.
No. It's right. It's true. Well,
when we were talking about like what we wanted to, like what message we wanted to convey, you actually brought up a really great point, because there are mothers and fathers out there so that they want to do their part. And even though it didn't initially come through an equitable decision amongst the parents and it did have to go to the court, and you're paying child support and you still are wanting to do that part and you're not trying to evade it and stuff like that intentionally, life does happen. You can
Right.
easily lose a job, especially now in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, you still got to pay your child support because guess what? They're going to be coming knocking if you don't get if you get too far behind. But life still happens. So what? And that's something that has actually happened to us a few times when someone in the household wasn't able to work, so we had a loss of income for a little bit. But and now we didn't know this, by the way. So I'm happy that you did bring this up because if you are have a loss of income and you're paying child support as a man or a woman, whoever, you can actually, what was it you said? You can get it modified? Is it
Yes, you
permanent?
can.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. You can. Now, each state is different on how you qualify, or each state is different into the procedures or the method to go about getting the modification. So you really do have to look for information on your state, because every state does things a little differently. Some of them are kind of clear across the board, but I know where I live at. I'm not going to say where I live at, but where I live at, you can get a modification if you have a child support case that's through the Department of Social Services. Then you have to reach out to the Department of Social Services and you have to write a letter. Okay. Now, private cases, they're a little bit different. So you have to actually go to the court and get a modification packet. And they really do have legal assistance that is affordable and people that actually do and can assist. And if you hold on one second, I really had this opened and I don't see it, but I had it open so that way I could really give that information. And I want to try to give that information without really saying where I'm at. Does that make
You could give the state.
sense? Mm-mm, I ain't my state neither. So hold up, let me see. Bear with me. Child.
Ah, okay.
Did you pull it up?
Well, in some
Child
case,
support modifications. Okay, thank
depending
you
on
so
the
much.
state. Now, depending
It
on the
depends on the
state,
state. Right.
I found one thing. If you have a caseworker, you would contact your caseworker first. And then you can file for a modification using a special form. And then the judge would have they would hold a hearing
Okay.
to determine if you're eligible for the modification. That's in my state.
Okay.
And for sure, I would think it would be something similar. If you have a caseworker, you have a caseworker, you touch base with them first. Or, and even if you don't, I can't imagine that you couldn't go to the family court because that's where these matters are ultimately addressed. I
Yep.
can't imagine that you couldn't go there and say, listen, help me. How do I do
Right.
this? And no one
Right.
there would be at least
Right.
point you in the right direction or give you the right forms to say, this is what you need to fill out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because you don't want to keep that or keep those arrears and stuff continuing to build. So the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be, because they're not going to be like, oh, you don't have to pay. No, you have to request and let them know that there has been a drastic change in income and that you need this help. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with saying, hey, I need some help because I can't afford this. I'm not making the same money that I used to make. I'm in this type of a situation. And because that's fair. That's fair. And I think it's fair and it's very reasonable. Like, hey, things happen, life happens. And if you can't afford to continue to move the way you was once moving, yeah, you deserve some help. Hey, listen, I need to get this modified. I need some help because I can't pay this. I'm not making this type of money. And you really just have to have your documentation. And that's for people that are not trying to avoid, because there are some people that really just try to avoid. You know, they try to get fired, they quit their jobs, all that kind of nonsense. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people that are really genuine and really responsible, and is like, hey, please help me, because if not, it's going to keep building and building and building, and then it'll be more arrears, more stress, more financial, you know, that the financial strain. And so you don't want to do that. So if you can't afford it, definitely, you know, try to get a modification. That's what it's there for. Now, the other party might feel some type of way, but let them feel some type of way. Your circumstances have changed. Oh, well, suck it up. Make it work.
And having a conversation beforehand would help. Like, hey, right. listen, I lost, hey, I mean.
Right, I lost my job. Right, right.
I'm not working. Right. Or,
right.
You know, I think that kind of would help. Even if they're not, even if it's not well received on the other end, you can still have the conversation, and you don't need to go into all the, you know, nuts and bolts of it. Just say, hey, look, this changed. I need to make changes. And either you guys can come together on a conscious, well, once the courts are involved, there's really no negotiating individually, but you can give that person a heads up mm-hmm. and say, look, you know, just keep the communication lines open. This is changing. You probably won't like it. It won't be an easy conversation, but I think it can be received better, because if you head to court and suddenly they modify and the other person is surprised, like, what the fuck? Then just have a conversation, right? Because then that way, if the court were to modify it, then the other half already knows that it could be coming.
Right.
I think that's fair.
And then I agree. I absolutely agree. And can I just say this, just because you made me think about it. Sometimes if you have a good co-parenting relationship, you don't even have to do the paperwork. Like, for example, the other party could do it, and it'll probably move a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have that type of relationship, you know, and you're not dealing with somebody that's giving you a hard time, hey, and it usually works a little bit quicker if the person that's being paid acts on it. And I'm just being honest. Usually the process is quicker, and usually it's not as hard of a process. And I know because I actually, you know, dropped and forfeited child support before, and it just made it so much easier for the other person, you know?
Yeah, but that's a mature relationship right there. That's a
correct.
Mature Absolutely. Co-parenting relationship. Right.
Absolutely.
And I would urge anyone, you know, just I would urge anyone who's kind of experienced this, male or female, to really have a sit down with yourself, right? Have a talking to. Sit down with yourself and really kind of put your ego aside and decide. Even if you haven't gone the route of asking for child support through the courts, see if you can come to the decision together versus having to involve courts and stuff like that. Because the fact of the matter is, it's cost a lot of money for the state. And that's what we pay our taxes for. However, it's easier for both of y'all if you can handle it together as a parental unit, not as a, you know, in the relationship, but as a parental unit to the kids. It makes it easier.
It does.
The courts don't even have to be involved. If y'all could come together and make it work and co-parent accordingly. Yeah.
I agree. Do better at adulting.
Yeah. The adulting.
Are better.
There's a whole lot of adults that aren't adulting.
So I don't want to go into like a whole nother hour session when I say what I'm about to say, but I do kind of definitely want to touch on it because I don't believe it should be ignored. When it comes to child support, whether it's the male receiving the child support or female receiving this child support, it doesn't matter what parent is receiving the child support, but keep in mind that that child support is for those kids or that child. And it's not for the adult to live off of. half the time, I mean, in some of the other cases, like the cases that you brought up earlier, that's a lot of money. But half the time, in most cases, child support isn't really even enough to really to live off of. But in the rare cases, like I feel like in some cases, not all cases, but parents need to not lose sight that that money really is for that child. It's not for hair and nails and you get a new outfit and this child is lacking or children are lacking. Like, that is something that I really can't stand to see. Like, I like, listen, now if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. That's different. That's different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're getting it, you're receiving it, that other parent is financially giving you support for that child and you're doing the right thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that use that money to supply other stuff. You know, I'm not talking about parents that are responsible that are awarded child support to take care of their child and they're doing the right things. I'm talking about the ones that for whatever reason have their priorities messed up. That child support is not for the adult. It really is so that adult can have some type of addition to financially be able to do what that child needs, because a child does cost, and you said that earlier, children are expensive. Mm-hmm. And not just expensive financially, but they're a sacrifice all around the board. And it's unfair to be getting child support and you're not supplying that child's basic needs because you're doing other stuff with those funds. That's disgusting. And that goes for man or woman. That's gender, how I said earlier, gender neutral.
Yeah, no matter. Period. No matter who you are.
Period.
You should be, I agree. Like, your child support like should not be kids. Going towards, I don't know, right. fancy bags and fancy shoes and shit. That should be like some basic needs, like school clothes or, because even school clothes, you know, back to school is coming for us. So it's kind of like, and I know it seems like it's far away, but it ain't far away.
It ain't.
Right? So you have to start, we still have to start preparing early, right? So I'm like, okay.
Wait. It can, I feel like it can go towards fancy shoes.
Oh, I'm saying needs, but you need shoes, don't
right,
you?
Right.
Like, I'm talking about, I mean, the like parents. Fancy shoes, for, right? Like right. the Louis Vuitton. Okay. Ain't no child wearing. If a child's wearing Louis Vuitton and you are not a very wealthy person, there's something wrong with you. Okay. Let me just say that right there and there. Let me just say that. And I'll say it again. If your child is wearing Louis Vuitton and wearing gold chains and shit, and you're not some very rich person, there's something wrong. Because I think there's something, maybe that's a totally different topic, but that ain't right. Yes, I'm talking about the adult.
Well, what about Jordans? Is Jordans okay? Because I do have a thing about sneakers.
It's sneakers. I'm talking, you know what I'm saying, okay? Sneakers are sneakers. Your kids are going to need it. But for the adult, not the child, wearing that LVs and Dooney and Burke bags. And what was that bag that I was telling you about the other day?
Oh,
that
my
I
was God. Like, it was pretty as hell too.
A Birkin. I'm like, if you are spending your child support money on a Birkin,
right?
That's fucked up. Yes, I'd like a Birkin, people. Right. I can't afford it though.
Right.
Right. And I'm not famous enough to be on a waiting list. And even if I was, I still don't think I'd buy that shit. But that's neither here nor there. But agreed, like, it should be going towards the child's needs. And I'm not saying you don't buy your kid a pair of Jordans. Okay, that's something totally different.
Thank you.
I'm saying, like you said, getting your nails done or getting, you know, hair done. Like, I'm not saying hair is not important. That should come out of your own operating expenses, right. not your child support money. And I know sometimes right. it's kind of can get intermingled and things like that. So not to take away from that piece of it. Mm-hmm. But the bigger thing is use the money appropriately for the kids. Like, so your kids should not be walking around in fucking rags if you're getting Well, unless they're not getting paid, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
I feel like it should be according to what you can do.
You should be
If
for it.
you can't afford, because listen, my financial situation has gotten better over time, but there was a time where my kids couldn't get Jordans because I had to put shoes on, on everybody. So realistically, even though I may have wanted to be able to do da-da-da-da, this, that, forth, and other, I could not. Now, did I supply their needs? Yeah. But then I wasn't walking around with no Jordans or nothing like that unless somebody gave them to me. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference. But now I'm in a financial situation where, A, if I see me a pair of Jordans and I think they're cute, it's only fair. It's only fair. I'm not gonna be walking around here in Jordans and Air Max. That's my shit, Vapor Max. I'm not gonna be walking. I'm not gonna be walking around with nice shoes, and then my kids don't have none. Now, mind you, especially with smaller kids, like they
Oh my
grow out of stuff
gosh.
really fast. So
Yes.
your investment for maybe a smaller child is gonna be a little bit different from investment for your older kids. So my older kid, his foot big. I hope it don't grow no more. God, please don't grow no more. But like, yeah, I'll invest in Jordans or whatever shoe it is that may be a little bit more expensive, because I know, guess what? He's still gonna have them shoes. These younger kids, they have that, like they have a pair of Jordans and some other really nice kind of, Air Forces and stuff like that. But I don't invest as much money in their shoes that maybe I would make, like myself or an older kid,
Oh yeah, because we start our feet stop
not
growing.
realistic, right? Right.
Yeah, or ideally they stop growing. I mean, I don't know.
I hope to God, yo. I'm looking at my 13-year-old like, yo, dude, hey,
Like
it
really.
stops now. It has to stop.
Well, get ready, because I think they grow. If girls can grow another inch or two somewhere around 18, 19, boys can be a little bit later, like 19, 20, they can crop up another inch.
You're not gonna disrespect me again like that.
No, that's true. Or maybe I'm wrong. I thought I read that somewhere a little while
No,
ago, because
you're probably absolutely right, but
I cropped up another quarter of an inch somewhere around that age. I was like, oh, would you look at that? I grew some. But yeah.
I got
So,
the
girl,
short jean.
I really did, like somewhere around 18, 19, I grew like another half of an inch, maybe three quarters of an inch, and that's where I'm almost 5'5", almost. But that's besides the point. Housters, thank you so much for listening to this episode as we talked about navigating child support and even custody, because it's all intertwined. We really enjoyed talking about this topic. It, of course, was personal to Janine. And we thought for anyone out there that may be going through something similar or anticipating having to go through something similar, you have some takeaways that you can apply to your own experience that maybe can help.
Thank you for listening. As always, I always say we welcome feedback. We're always interested in knowing how you feel. Even if you disagree, we're here for it.
Yeah, so definitely send us a DM, send us a message. You can even send us messages on the Spotify for Podcasters app if you click on the link from our Facebook pages and TikTok pages. But thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.